growing youth group. Each story is different, but they are all connected by the same truth. God is present, God is faithful, and God walks with us. As we listen to their testimonies this morning, let us be reminded of God's constant presence and love in our own lives.
Good morning. As most of y'all know, my name is Hannah Patrick, and I have been a member of this church for as long as I can remember. I first want to thank everyone for making me feel so valued and loved in this community. There have been many times in my life when things felt uncertain, and it almost felt like I was standing at the edge of things I can't control. Plans I had carefully put together started to fall apart, and fear crept in slowly at first, and then all at once. I remember questioning whether I was going in the right direction, whether things would work out, and honestly, whether I had what it took to face what was ahead. This season of my life, especially as a senior, has made me reflect on goals I've carried for years. As some of y'all might know, riding horses has always been such a huge part of my life. One of my biggest dreams for as long as I can remember was to go to Pony Finals. This goal meant everything to me. I worked hard, stayed committed, and truly believed it would happen. As time went on, I realized that I wasn't going to make it there, and that was really hard for me to accept. At first, it felt like failure. I questioned if all the effort I had put in was enough, or if I had somehow fallen short. This was when I turned everything to God and let Him help me. Joshua 1:9 really spoke to me, and it became more than just a verse I had heard before, but something I had to hold on to. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. At first, I didn't feel strong or courageous, but I began to realize that this wasn't a suggested route in who God is. The strength wasn't coming from me. It was coming from knowing that God was with me. It also opened my eyes to the idea that God is not only with me in the moments where I succeeded, but also present in the disappointment. God began to shift my perspective. Instead of seeing this as something I didn't achieve, I started to see everything He had given me through the journey. The early mornings, the lessons learned, the growth, the discipline, the relationships. All of this stuff mattered more. Just because I didn't reach the one goal didn't mean I failed. It meant that God's plan for me was bigger than one accomplishment. I started to notice small but powerful ways God was showing up. It wasn't always dramatic. Sometimes it was peace in moments where disappointment should have taken over, or the right encouragement at the exact time I needed it. There were many times where I felt alone, but I never was alone. God was always guiding me, strengthening me, and keeping me steady when I didn't even realize I needed it. Isaiah 41:10 reminded me, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not dismay, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." In this season, God strengthened me not by changing the outcome, but by changing my heart. He helped me understand that my worth isn't found in achievements or titles, but in who I am in Him. Instead of asking, "Why is this happening?" I started asking, "How is God going to show up here?" This change did not necessarily remove the challenge, but it gave me confidence while in these moments. What moved me from doubt to trust wasn't a single moment. It was a series of reminders that God is consistent, even when life isn't. I learned that trusting God doesn't mean having all the answers. It means believing that He does, and more importantly, that He is present in every step. Looking back now, I can see that God had my back the entire time. Even when things didn't go the way I planned, He was guiding me, growing me, and preparing me for what's next. This experience has deepened my faith because I've learned to trust God not just when things go right, but also when they don't. I no longer see God as distant or only present in certain moments. I believe He is actively involved in every part of my life. Because of that, I face uncertainty different now. Fear still shows up sometimes, but it doesn't control me the way it used to. I remind myself that I don't walk into anything alone. As I move forward, I carry that with me. I still care about my goals, but I'm no longer defined by whether or not I reach them. I trust that wherever I go, God is with me, and that His plan is always greater than my own. When I think about the future, I don't just see what could go wrong. I see an opportunity to trust God more. I believe that wherever I go, whatever I face, God is already there. God is not just watching from a distance. He is walking with me and guiding me forward. That gives me peace and confidence to step into the future without fear, knowing I was never alone and never will be.
Good morning, everybody. I'm going to try something here. If y'all have my back. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Thank you. All right. Today our theme is about God having our back. I'm incredibly thankful for the way God had my back by leading my family to this church community and this group of youth, and I'd like to talk about that experience with you guys today. Our relationship with this church started when our older son, Anderson, was only a couple months old. We had brought him home from a 10-day stay in the NICU downtown, and then found out a few weeks later he would need skull surgery and have to wear a helmet for a year. At the time, going back into the hospital after his traumatic birth was the scariest thing I could think of. I remember having a tough conversation with Annalise where we decided two things. Number one was that I needed to get a therapist and work through some stuff. And number two is that we needed to find our church home. Both of those decisions have been extremely fruitful. God knew what we needed and was already leading us here. When we first visited Westminster, both Lissa and Daniel were both extremely welcoming and reassuring. Even though it was new, things very quickly felt like home. Back then, we came to early service, and a lot of Sundays, Anderson would fall asleep in the pews. It was something about the lights and the music. He would usually nod off around the second half of service. Daniel would come talk with us, and we'd have these great conversations after service was done while he slept and the choir practice. It felt like magic. God showed us his peace in those moments. Early on, I remember one of Lissa's sermons about being active in the life of the church by embracing pew plus two, showing up on Sunday mornings and finding two other ways to participate. Shortly after that sermon, she asked Annalise and I if we'd be interested in occasionally helping out with the youth group, and I was curious to try it out. We said we were interested, and she invited us to an info meeting on what opportunities there were. What she didn't tell us was the info meeting was the planning session for the entire next year's youth events. She got us pretty good. God was leading us again. We felt a little nervous and a lot underqualified, but mostly excited. Our time with your youth has been one of the most rewarding things I've ever been a part of. These kids are fun and silly and kind and loud and impatient. Sometimes they're scared, more often they're brave. They show so much love to my boys. Every youth group, we share a rose and thorn from our week, one good thing and one bad. The biggest reaction I've ever gotten was when my rose was Anderson scoring a goal in his soccer game. They cheered like it was the World Cup. This church family makes its youth a priority, not an afterthought. You show up for these kids by teaching Sunday school, bringing a meal to youth group, volunteering at VBS, and donating to youth missions, just to name a few. When you do these things, God is using you to have their back. Thank you for those acts of service and for using your gifts and talents for their benefit. I've had a front row seat to the effect it can have on their lives.
Good morning. I need to apologize in advance for my voice. I assure you I do feel good. I'm on the other end of a cold for my one-year-old, and my voice just hasn't caught back up yet, but it's annoying, but we're gonna get through it together. Me and my emotional support tea here. My husband Jairus and I volunteer with the high school youth group, and like Michael and his wife, we were lovingly roped in by Pastor Lissa. I think we had been officially church members for maybe a week when we were cornered by Lissa one Sunday morning. We were both a little apprehensive and felt very unqualified, but we both also remembered how important our own youth group leaders were to us growing up. So we said yes for 1 year, and that was 7 or 8 years ago. The reason that I have kept at it so long is because the kids really are just a joy to be with. I mean, down to the last one of them, over all those years, they are fun, good, enjoyable teenagers. I mean, they are really growing into just solid people. And man, I love being with them, and I love them. If you get a chance to be involved with the youth, take it. You will be blessed by them. This morning, though, I want to talk to you a little bit about my current experience of going through a hard time and how God has been present in that. Some of you know that I was diagnosed with breast cancer earlier this year. At 34 years old, with no family history or genetic markers for the disease, the diagnosis was both unexpected and devastating. Overnight, my family's world was upended, and we were staring down a scary and uncertain future. This diagnosis made very clear to me that my sense of well-being up until that point relied almost entirely on my circumstances and all the things in my life going right. Instead of relying on what I know to be the true source of my well-being, my connection to the resurrected Jesus. Of course, as many of you know personally, diagnosis of cancer is only the first step in a hard journey. The treatment for cancer can feel as challenging, if not more challenging, than the disease itself. It is physically and mentally daunting. I am grateful to be able to tell you this morning that my disease is very treatable, and it is already responding well to treatment. But even so, it is tough. I have good days and bad days, and I am right in the middle of my treatment. And in the middle of it, even in this hardship, I can tell you genuinely that I am well, that I have peace and strength to get through it, because of God's presence. I know that the phrase God's presence can sound like a nebulous, not well-defined experience, like we expect to hear a booming voice on the mountain like Joshua in our scripture passage this morning, but that has not been my experience of God's presence. I have felt God's presence in quiet moments, and throughout my life, God has felt most near to me through his people, through his church. You in these pews have brought God near to me with your prayers, your words and deeds of encouragement, your faith, and simply by your presence here. And I really mean that last part. Even if we have not exchanged, if we have only ever exchanged polite hellos, or even if we haven't had the chance to meet yet, your participation in this community has mattered to me. And I know it's not just me, right? I know that we have all been this for each other during hard times in our lives. And it feels like some sort of alchemy, maybe, like magic, but that's not what it is. The reason we are able to be a church that brings God near to people is because of our connection to Jesus through the Holy Spirit. It's through our commitment to keeping Jesus in the gospel the main thing that transforms this community into a church that reveals God's presence. And my experience is that with God's presence, it is possible to be strong and courageous, even in the middle of something really hard. So, dear friends, today I'd like to leave you with two things. First, thank you. Thank you so much for being a church that is committed to connection with Jesus. And thank you for loving me and my family well through my cancer journey. The second thing is I would encourage you is if you're not already, dig in here and get connected. This is where you will find God's presence, and that presence will give you strength, courage, and peace for whatever is on your journey. Thank you.